7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Listen, we just had a great interview with John Anderson, the founding member and lead singer of Yes. We knew what kind of song we would play for him.
Yeah.
It would be a Yes song. Makes sense.
Sure.
You see how that works?
Yeah.
But for Taraji P. Taraji, that's how people...
Tamara.
No. That's our other kid. That's how people in Wisconsin say your name.
Yeah. So, I mean, you and I sat around trying to figure out what we're going to do for this.
Yeah, we had to figure out a song for Taraji P.
Henderson. And then we searched her online, right?
Yeah. And it's Henderson, I think I said.
Call her Henderson?
No, it's Henson, not Henderson.
Really? As in Jim Henson?
Okay, look, can we just start this again?
Okay.
I'm very distracted by her legs, is what I'm trying to say. Ladies and gentlemen, Academy Award nominated actress, and one of the most talented people I've ever researched. Seriously, this girl freaks me out now that I've researched her.
Okay.
Taraji.
Like, are we talking creeping research or just
Taraji P. Henderson. Hey, Taraji, listen, I've got so many questions for you. Do you mind if I start off with something a little awkward? Because I was so worried I was going to Travoltify your name like Craig Ferguson did when he introduced you on his show. And
I am so used to it.
Like, why can't you just have a normal name?
That's what I asked my parents. I asked my father that, and he was like, I just like the name. I was like, see, I didn't get a choice in any of it. I'm the one that stuck with it, and I have to deal with people teasing me or butchering my name.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, appreciate that, Dad. Can you do me a favor? Next time you do a television interview, can you please wear a longer dress or
longer
something? Holy heart attack, you got legs.
I like my legs. It's one of my, gifts from God.
Uh-huh.
And, as long as it's classy, it's okay if I show the world I've been working out.
Man, okay, let's move along. Hey, listen, how's Uncle Willie?
Uncle Willie is just fine. My little babe's getting older, and he's a little embarrassed now because it's hard to hold his urine. He leaks a little bit.
I know exactly
really
how he feels.
I'm really trying to hold off on putting Pampers on him because I don't want to totally emasculate him, So I just wipe up the little drips and I don't say anything.
Wow. That's a little snapshot into all of our future.
Exactly.
All right, let's get through this, will you? I actually got stuck researching you. I couldn't stop. You were like... You were like an addiction. It's exactly what happened.
Oh, thank you. A good one, though.
Well, that's yet to be determined. So, born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Singing and dancing waitress on a cruise ship called the Spirit of Washington, I believe. Is that about right? Yeah.
Okay.
What was that sort of like? Can you just tell us a little bit what that was like, please, Taraji?
It was, is he playing the song? Are you going to do that to me?
Come on, everybody. Can you sing
it
with us?
That was the worst part of the job right there. You know what's crazy? I just got finished filming this pilot.
It's a celebration.
You are so obnoxious.
Sorry.
I have to be on the Spirit of Chicago. You know it's a chain, right? They're all over. Wherever there's a lake or river, they have a spirit of something of that city.
Mm-hmm.
So I just finished filming a pilot, television pilot for Fox, Lee Daniels and Danny Strong, called Empire, and we had a scene where we had to rent a yacht, and it was on the Spirit of Chicago. The first thing I asked the manager was, are you still doing celebration songs? And she was like, no. I was like, there is a God. Because if you guys are still doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
I normally don't steal bits from other people who have interviewed you, but when Lopez brought you out to that song and I saw you flip your wig, I just thought, we gotta do that.
Now I'm going to have a nightmare tonight, thanks.
Yep, and that's what I'm here for. It's a spiritual gift. Okay, what was the coolest African-themed mask that your dad made?
The coolest African-themed mask. I actually have one. I have it here. It's just a, like a mask. It's his face, and it has these big, big earrings. And I used to be in the 80s. I'm sorry. What was that? I didn't mean the 80s. He's a boy yet. Yeah. I was going through a tunnel. Yeah, but I used to love, I had this infatuation with big earrings. I used to wear earrings the size of my head sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Well, not, I'm over-exaggerating, but they were really big.
But your dad was a metal fabricator. So I don't know what that is. Does that mean he used to lie about being in Black Sabbath?
Yes. Yes, basically. You okay. Figured it out.
All right.
No. You know, bars on windows and doors, anything that has welding. He can make and shape metal in any shape you, yeah.
He made
piggy banks, he made.
He'd be a good guy to be locked up with.
Well, I don't think they would let you take a blowtorch into prison.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you did the Cinderella story. You went out to L.A. with $700 and your son. Right. Oh, so by the way, speaking of your boy, are you finally letting him go to college?
He's in college. He's 4.0. He got his head on right, and he's ready. Yes, he's not wasting my money. Thank you, God.
Marcel, right?
Yes, Marcel.
Is he a mime? Let's just go into name dropping. I'm going to drop some names on you, okay? People that you've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to... We're going to do a little improv game.
Oh, God.
Wow, come on.
Okay.
You're an Academy Award chick or whatever. So which animal are they? Brad Pitt, which animal is he?
Which animal is Brad Pitt? Brad Pitt would be... He would be a koala bear.
What? Really?
But he played my son, for God's sake. I mean, yeah, he would be a koala bear.
Okay.
Now, you know why I say that? Because he is really a lovable person.
Uh-huh.
He's a huggable, lovable guy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's safe. That's a safe animal.
Okay. I didn't see that one coming. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks. Oh, Tom Hanks is a panda bear.
It really? Is this what this is going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be bears.
Okay. Panda bear.
Panda bear.
Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith.
Okay, you just broke my ear.
What is Jaden Smith? That's my little baby. What is it, Jaden Smith? You know what I think of when I think of Jaden Smith?
No, I don't.
You're like, I'm waiting for you. I think of my little puppy, like a little puppy.
Does he have bladder issues?
No, I said puppy, hence the word puppy.
Oh, yeah, sorry, okay. All right, sorry. Pardon me. Okay, little puppy, got that. Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan is a cheetah.
Is it? Okay, I knew it was going to be, I was going to say tiger,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because you drop him and he lands on his feet.
Let's change the animal thing because it's just getting weird now. Tina Fey and Steve Carell, who broke you up more?
I can't even. They were both neck and neck because they tag teams. Like, I was in every scene I did was with the both of them, and they would just start ad-libbing, and then the next thing we blew so many shots, even the director. Like, you cannot keep a straight face. It's so hard. You know, I don't know if you saw the movie, but when the bad guys, I'm interviewing them, my back is...
The movie would be called Date Night, and it was quite an enjoyable movie. I thoroughly had a good time.
Yeah, so when the bad guys come in, I don't see them, my back is turned, and they see them. I mean, Steve Carell did everything. He tried to hide his big man head behind an index card box on my desk. I was like, I can't work like this. I was like, I really can't work like this. I mean, the things that they come up with and the things that they say, because you read the script and you're expecting the words, and I went through my mind a million times, okay, he's going to say it like this, I know I'm going to laugh. But then when they go off book and they just come up with the zaniest stuff, it was hard to stay focused and not laugh.
Tyler Perry, he's got to have some dirt, some bad habits, just embarrassing body odor, something. Something's got to be wrong with him.
No, actually, he doesn't. His house is incredible. He has, I mean, his cook has amazing food. He has great taste. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You know, we're trying to book a gentleman named Rainn Wilson on our show in the next little bit. You did a little work with him as
Yay.
Well.
We played Lovers.
Easy.
Easy. He's a great kisser.
Stop.
He is.
I don't kiss. Your dating life is something that people continually bring up.
Yeah, because it's not out in the public.
Yeah, so people are always trying to pry and stuff, you know, that kind of thing. But, I mean, with all the work you've done, are you finished having to prove that you're beautiful and funny? Because this whole dramatic character actress thing, you know, you nailed that, been there, done that. But come on, you are just... Okay, here's a quote. Check this out. Ready?
Yeah.
A magnetic performer with a face that at once exudes baby girl, sexy cool, and mother love. Boom!
Thank you. Who said that? Hubba, hubba.
That was in Penthouse, I think. No, I don't know where that was.
You found it? That's incredible. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I really don't think too much about it. You're always proving yourself. I mean, when do you ever stop having to prove yourself? I just really don't put too much on it. I know I'm pretty and beautiful, yeah. So.
And all your ex's mothers think the same thing.
Yes, they do.
Especially Commons. She
oh,
just
God.
She really loved you.
You really did your research, did you?
Can I just say, I was very, very disappointed when I clicked on the YouTube video that said Taraji P. Henson's wardrobe malfunction, and there was Anderson Cooper and a dog.
Well, yes. As they were introducing me on the show, my zipper decides to quit. Hmm. It said I quit, and then the dress is coming apart in the back, and... You know, as they say, the show must go on. So we made a big funny ha-ha about it because sometimes in life you have to laugh at yourself. And that was one of those moments. I mean, what was I going to do?
Well, as a 43-year-old mom, I would like to personally thank Physique 57 and SoulCycle for you.
Thank you. And Cardio Bar. I love to do Cardio Bar, too.
Sorry.
That's in L.A.
Forgot to mention that. So, Julia Roberts, can we just, oh my goodness.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to comment on that because people say I do the ugly face cry. So, I mean, I think that just means that I think it's beautiful when that vein comes up in her forehead.
Me too.
Because I think that means her body is physically having a reaction to what she's taking in. And that's what actors do.
Yeah.
I totally believe her. I believe her.
So if Drake was only 10 years older...
Yeah, maybe 20 years older. I had to rethink that. Yeah, maybe 20 years older.
20 years older, okay. Because he's like 7 years older than your son,
guy,
right?
Though.
He's only 7 years older than your son.
He is, but you know what? He's a very incredible, charming young man. He really, really is.
Taraji, I'm just going to be really awkward here just for a second.
You have been awkward since you
started. Stop it. Come on. So, you're black, right?
No, really?
And, well, I probably shouldn't even go down this road because it's just, you know, not politically correct. Would you ever marry a white guy?
I would. You know what? Race has no... My son is dating a Swedish girl right now.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, you can't put a... If you meet a person and they just... They have that thing and they make you feel a kind of way, you can't ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
That has no color.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm saying that. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden I'm Shaniqua or something. Mm-hmm.
Well, you may have been in your former life. You never know.
What would you, did I just say that? What would you like all us white guys to know about black women? What don't white guys get about black women?
That's such a broad question.
I know.
And I don't think
it's generalizing, isn't it?
It is. It is, because I know this sounds so cliche, but I have a lot of white male friends, and they totally get me. They get my humor. They get my quirkiness. And they love when I cook the fried chicken. That was such a stereotype. Everybody fries chicken.
You can't pin me on stereotyping and then throw down the fried chicken. Jeez.
Fried chicken.
Next thing you know, you're going to be talking about Giacomo's alligator cheesecake and collard greens.
Oh, my God. Stop it. I'm supposed to be on a diet.
I find you very interesting.
Thank you. You are very interesting, too. Your wit is very fast. You got to stay on your toes.
Well, listen, we talk about spiritual stuff here. That's why you're on the show. So let's just shift gears here, okay?
Okay.
What was it like working with Jesus? Because Jim Caviezel.
Well, I never actually met him.
Come on.
So,
really?
Yeah, I never met Jesus.
Jim Caviezel, you know, that movie, Passion of the Christ.
That Jesus.
Well,
yes.
What'd you think I was talking about?
I blanked out for a second.
This is right after you said you got to stay sharp.
I know. And then my brain went to sleep for a second.
Jim, when I saw Passion of the Christ, I snot cried. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you worked with Jim on Person of Interest.
I cracked a lot of jokes, just put it that way.
What, Jesus jokes?
What? Come on. They were right there. I'd be a fool not to. Are you kidding me? Oh, God. Stuff like, can I please touch the hem of your robe?
You did not.
It would be cold. I would be like, Jesus, can you stop the wind? And he would just crack up like, I couldn't. I mean, come on.
I could just see someone on set, you know, I don't know, one of the grips tripping over something, bashing their shin and going, Jesus. Oh, sorry, Jim.
Let me tell you, there were more Jesus jokes flying around on that set, baby. It was so much fun. He loved it. He's a great guy, too. He has a great sense of humor.
So Celebration of Gospel on BET airs Sunday, April 6th at 8 p.m. The encores are Thursday here, April 10th at 8 to 10. Saturday, April 4th.
It's going to go on.
Yeah, a bunch
of
other things here. So you've taped this. You did this already, right?
Yeah.
So aside from class and intelligence, what did you bring to the BET Awards that Steve Harvey just couldn't?
You forgot beauty. Hello?
Sorry. Man, I tried so hard. Hold on. I went on about your beauty for like seven minutes.
Exactly. See? Great. Then we're 1-1 on the scoreboard. Your brain went to sleep for a second.
You know what? Your mother. That's all I have to say. Two words.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think I bring my own sense of humor. I know that Steve Harvey is a comedian, but I think I'm pretty funny. I bring a nurturing aspect. I bring my story. I bring my testimony.
Which hair did you bring?
My hair. Well, mixed in with a little bit of somebody else's, but it's mine for the most part. Mm-hmm. I brought a straight look for the carpet, and I have a curly do for the show.
Who's the girl on The View? I forgot her name. We had her on a little while.
Barbara Walters?
No.
Sherry Shepherd?
Yeah, Sherry Shepherd. Yeah, not Barbara Walters, you tool.
Barbara Walters' wig.
Yeah. Anyway, when Sherry was on, right, we talked to her about, she has names for her wigs. Do you know that?
I'm sure. That makes sense.
Were there some highlights that you would like to tell us about so that we might want to tune in aside just for the looking at your legs aspect of you hosting?
No, that my legs are covered. You have to keep it respectful. Okay. And classy. Mm-hmm. Any faux pas? I couldn't get the speech right for Richard Smallwood's tribute. I did it. I messed it up. Like, I was doing great. We didn't have to do any retakes. I got through the show, and it came. I was just so intimidated by him.
Really?
Yeah, because he's been around. He's like the godfather of gospel anthems. Like, you know what I mean? So I just, and he went to Howard University. I just felt like the pressure was on. Everybody was looking at that moment. All of the pressure of you're taking over Steve Harvey's, like all that pressure hit me right there in that moment. But you'll never see it because we have a thing called attitude.
It couldn't have been any worse than singing about crack hoes and biatches to Helen Mirren, Tom Hanks, and Meryl Streep.
Oh my God. That was really crazy.
At the Academy Awards, and that's the song that you do. Come on.
And it won. Because I remember turning around to 3-6 Mafia. I was like, fellas, be glad you got this far. Be glad you're going to get up there and people are going to know who you are now. And then when they said, and the winner is, I was like, what? But the funniest thing was in rehearsal, this little bent over Jewish guy, he's just walking up and, yeah, baby, it's hard out here for a pimp. Sing it. I was like, the what?
little bent over Jewish guy. Okay, was that Billy Crystal?
Like, in it. Sing it, baby. It's hard out here for a pimp. I was like, oh my God, what is this world coming to?
You know, you should have done a duet with Huggy Bear.
I should have.
That would have been good right
there.
The
bears.
Yeah. Okay, so you're a God girl, huh?
Yeah.
Is that because you grew up in it, or did you, I mean, do you, like...
I didn't really grow up in it. I didn't really, like, have to go to church every Sunday. I always knew God, and I went to church, but it wasn't like I had to go every weekend. me, you know, like every Sunday. My mom was a single mom, and a lot of times she worked on the weekend, so I, you know. And so I guess I got really into my spirituality when I was, like, becoming a teenager, like around 13. And my girlfriend took me, my best friend, still to this day, she took me to her church, Johnson Memorial Baptist Church. And it was just something about the feel in that place that just got me. And I just fell in love with gospel music, and it was on then.
Do you own it? Do you work it? Do you, like, I mean, because in your industry, I've talked to many people. By the way, I just really like you, and I didn't like you before I researched you.
Didn't like me.
Well, no, I didn't know you. Sorry. I didn't mean I didn't like
you.
Stop. I just didn't know you that. You know, I didn't know your stuff, your story, your side. I didn't know your cheekiness. By the way, let's just jump topic just a little bit here. Those eyebrows.
My eyebrows, they're crazy, right?
Oh, those are just fantastic eyebrows. And I'm as straight as they come. And those eyebrows are amazing.
Thank you. They're very expressive.
Were they expensive?
No, they're mine. Actually, what happens is my right eyebrow grows in three different directions, so it has a cowlick. And that's why the arch looks so high.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So whenever they
make
my other eyebrow match it, they have to...
That was a purely ADD moment for me, so let's
stay
focused.
It's all right.
I
understand.
Kristen Chenoweth has been on the show before, and you remind me of her. She has that same love for God, but that same cheek that you do. Kathy Lee Gifford, same love for God, but same cheekiness, same irreverent little cheeky monkey thing going on.
I'm in good company then. Thank you.
Yeah. And for you to host this event, I mean, Steve Harvey's done. He's done. He's got nowhere to go now because you...
Harvey has a million jobs.
Whatever.
That's why he couldn't do it.
Whatever. I like you better. Have you ever played a game of golf in your life?
Never played a game of golf, but I can. I'm really good at the driving range. I look incredible, but I've done 9-hole putt putt. I'm incredible on putt putt.
How are you from the rough?
From the rough, I'm acting. So you would think I was a golf player.
When do we get to
editing? Never forget editing.
When do we get to see this?
To see it April 25th. I'm so proud of that movie, and I'm so glad it finally came out because we filmed it like 4 years ago.
Yeah, I don't like stuff when it stays in the can that long. It makes me nervous.
I know it makes me like no one will ever see it, but
yeah. Well, folks, you got to tune in again. Celebration of Gospel on BET. Sunday, April 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. How do they do that? And then there's a bunch of encores that you can find out online as well. Taraji P. Hansen, you are... Oh, man, I like you, and I'm starting to sound creepy.
No, you're not. You're not. Thank you. I hope I gain some more followers out there because I'm really a good person. I'm funny.
You are. You are so, so funny, and I will pray for your soul. You're in so much trouble.
I need it, because if you don't intervene, I'm going straight to hell.
Yeah, I'll meet you there. See you there. All right, Taraji, good to talk to you.
You too.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. What a great girl. Thoroughly enjoyed our time with her. Short break. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?